USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans now have a better picture of what insurers and employers pay for health care thanks to a new rule that starts today. It's part of a President Trump-era medical price transparency law. The problem thus far is deciphering the massive amount of data. Like our politics regarding climate change, some believe we only have a few years to live. Some believe the Earth will take care of herself. The Supreme Court on Thursday shut down the EPA's overreaching mandate, saying the agency must have congressional approval before making any business change operations. It was a 6-3 vote. The International Criminal Court marked the 20th anniversary of its establishment Friday as its prosecutors probed war crimes in countries around the world, including what one expert called a make-or-break investigation in Ukraine. This as more civilians were killed Friday by Russian missiles. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
The Supreme Court said Thursday the Biden administration can end a Trump-era immigration policy to make asylum seekers wait in Mexico for hearings in U.S. immigration courts. It's a victory for a White House that will assist in their open border policy. Some Delta Airline pilots are on strike.
Delta Airlines pilots in Washington State are picketing as negotiations over a new contract continues. Airline Pilot Association International spokesperson Evan Bach responds to critics who argue pilots already earn a lot of money.
We're focused on not only compensation, but also improving our quality of life and ensuring a better retirement and insurance for our pilots, as well as increased job protections for pilots.
Delta announced it was reducing the number of flights on its schedule over the summer. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You be safe out there this holiday weekend. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A pair of Space Force technology payloads using its Atlas V rocket was delayed Thursday because of lightning in and around Cape Canaveral, Florida. The USSF-12 mission involves two satellites that will help the Space Force test and develop systems for future national security space missions. They'll try to launch again this evening about 6 p.m. Eastern. President Biden in front of the world bashed America and the Supreme Court Thursday as he spoke at a NATO summit. Florida Republican Representative Carlos Jimenez on the House Homeland Security Committee says Biden, because the Supreme Court of the United States put abortion responsibility onto the states, has become unhinged.
No. Look, President Biden is unhinged, and he should not have done that. You know, this is the third branch of government. It's a co-equal branch of government. They did what they thought they had to do. I applaud their decision. It goes back to the states. It goes back into the hands of the people. It should have been a political decision, not a judicial decision 50 years ago. So I applaud what they did. And obviously, he doesn't. Look, they're trying to say make a statement somehow that abortion, you know, is not going to happen in the United States. Certain states have, you know, basically abortion on demand. That's still the law of the land today. And so it's up to the states, it's up to the people in those states to decide how that's going to play out in their particular state. And rightly so. I think the Supreme Court was right on in that decision.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.